Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Ready. It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, it is our number three of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Ebebefe hanging out with PJ Glasser. PJ doing an awesome job filling in for Nick Kostos. Nick will be back with us on Sunday with You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff with Sam Panayotovich as they take you up to kickoff here from 11 to 1 Eastern time as we get ready for a Week 14 Sunday slate in the NFL that should be an absolute banger. Speaking of the National Football League, by the way, just got this news from NFL Network's Tom Pelissero. Chicago Bears wide receiver Roma Dunze, we knew he was ruled out for Sunday's game against the Green Bay Packers, but apparently he's been playing with a stress fracture in his foot per sources, and Adunze just needs rest and is week to week. This is from Pelissero, that the belief is it's nothing long term and he'll be back soon. So just, I guess, keep that in mind going forward as we head into the important time of the National Football League season here with the final 5 weeks. So Roma Dunze out this Sunday, and maybe this is a week-to-week deal for the Chicago Bears wide receiver. We will get into some college football coming up in about 20 minutes. Sounds like Penn State might find their new head coach. After looking like this was going to be a disastrous head coaching search, the Nittany Lions might have saved the day with a guy out in Ames, Iowa. We'll get into that coming up in 20 minutes. But PJ, I wanted to start this hour off with a fun conversation. And maybe it's not so fun, but it's a conversation that will allow us to look back on some interesting moments in the world of sports. I saw this tweet from the Ringer's Van Lathan last night, and it's so fitting because it was during a Cowboys loss. I'm like watching the game. I'm like, oh, let me scroll Twitter, what's happening? And he tweeted this last night, and it's simple. What's the worst sports moment of your life? ? Tell me. He wants to know the worst sports moment of your life. I have one that comes to mind immediately for me. Yeah. I'm sure you have one, but I want to get our entire crew's thoughts on their worst sports moment. Bill, Jake, Tyler, Addy, if you got one, Mike Brown, if you have one. Like, I think this is such a fascinating conversation. I'll kick things off here just because I give some people some time to think about this and also get their mics up and make sure they're ready to roll. But for me, PJ, worst sports moment of my life, it's the 2006 wild card in the NFC, like the Cowboys-Seahawks game, Tony Romo dropping the snap, which would have given the Cowboys the lead late in the fourth quarter. And it's not because it was like the biggest Cowboys game. They've lost other games. They've lost the Dez catch game was in the divisional round. They lost the Jared Cook game in the same round to the Green Bay Packers. They've had some like heartbreaking losses in the playoffs. But given the fact that I grew up in the Seattle area, and all of my friends are Seahawks fans growing up, like, I was ridiculed the entire week. I was in high school at the time. just absolutely ridiculed the entire week at school. Just, oh, Romo drops the snap. Romo this, Romo that. And that the season was so fun because Romo saved the day because Drew Bledsoe had been playing poorly. Parcells turns to Tony Romo midseason. Cowboys go on the run. They make the playoffs. But to me, that is the worst sports moment of my life. Tony Romo dropping the snap. And unfortunately, the Dallas Cowboys losing to the Seattle Seahawks in the NFC wildcard round. It still pisses me off to this day, just thinking about it and thinking about all the nonsense I had to take at school that following Monday and for the rest of the entire week until the Chicago Bears, of course, beat the Seattle Seahawks in the divisional round the next Sunday. But that's my worst sports moment, PJ. What is yours in your lifetime, worst sports moment?
2012 AFC Championship game, Ravens-Patriots, Billy Cundiff shanking that field goal. What makes it even worse, Femi, was I was at the game. My dad and
I. Oh, no!
I'll never forget. So it was in Foxborough, right? I'll never forget that Wednesday leading up to the game. Like, for some reason, I had a lot of homework or something. I was in high school, and I didn't want to go to, like, rec basketball practice or something. I was playing in a league with my buddies. And my dad writes on a piece of paper, he's like, would you go if you had two tickets to the AFC Championship? And I was like, excuse me? So we took a bus up to Foxborough, 7 hours. And, I mean, the game was going great until it wasn't. And I think people can relate. When you're at a football game, it's tough to know sometimes, like, whether a kicker makes the field goal or not, you know? Like, if you're on the side, you kind of have to look at the crowd reaction. Femi, you could tell right away. Cundiff just shanked that field goal. I mean, Lee Evans getting that pass
that's
knocked out of his hands. That's the one, man. We were all celebrating. We saw Evans, Flacco throw the ball to Evans. We saw him. We thought he hauled it in. We were celebrating. And I will remember it till the day I die. A Patriots fan goes, he dropped it. He dropped it. And I was like, what do you mean he dropped it? I just saw him catch the ball. And then he dropped it. Then Cundiff runs out. Misses. So that was tough.
See, you blame Billy Cundiff. I blame Lee Evans more so than anything. Like, I thought Lee Evans was the biggest culprit in the game. Like, catch the damn ball. Because Cundiff was that would have just tied it, if I'm correct, right? Like,
would've
that ties
it.
The game.
Correct.
And, like, you're probably going to overtime. If Lee Evans catches the football, you just win.
No, like, it's fair.
You win the AFC. Like,
it's fair. I will say, too, which helped is the fact that they went back to Foxborough the next year and beat them and then won the Super Bowl. So that helped. But yeah, being there for that and thinking they were going to go to the Super Bowl was awesome. And then just having that victory just snatched out from underneath you was rough.
Yeah, that was a rough championship Sunday because that was the first game. And then the second game was the Giants at the Niners. And then you get the Kyle Williams fumbling. He fumbled the first punt return, then muffed the other one. Or I think it might have been vice versa. But the Niners should have won that game. And then the Giants went on to go ahead and beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. But yeah, that was a really entertaining conference championship Sunday. But a couple of goats out of that one. Kyle Williams, Lee Evans, Billy Cundiff. I don't know if they've lived those down since those moments. Let's bring in our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. With his wealth of sports knowledge. Bill, what is the worst sports moment of your life?
See, as a Bears fan, I think a lot of people are like, oh, it's the double doink. But I had already been hardened over years of Chicago sports. So, that bummed me out for a couple minutes, but I wasn't crushed by it. But for me, like, there's games, like when I was at Syracuse, there were some games that really bothered me. I was at the Orange Bowl where Donovan McNabb and Syracuse lost to Florida. Javon Kearse terrorized Donovan McNabb. I remember sitting in my seat despondent. There was a Sweet 16 where I thought the Orange got a hose job of a seed. They got the 4 seed in 2000 in the Michigan State region, and they should have been a 2 or at least a 3 seed, and they had a huge lead that was in Detroit. The court was green and black. It was an obvious home game, so that bothered me. But for me, and when I was talking this through with Femi, like, I actually started getting viscerally angry again because I haven't thought about it in so long. It's when the baseball season was canceled in 1994 because the White Sox were a wagon. And I love the White Sox. They are arguably, I love them even more than the Bears. They've just been so useless for so long. It just hasn't been a reason to cheer for them. But that season, Frank Thomas, you couldn't get him out. They had great pitching with Jack McDowell, Alex Fernandez. They had an incredible record. They had like 70 wins. They only had like 15 or 20 saves because they were beating the crap out of everybody. They were a great baseball team. I thought they were going to win the World Series. And the fact that Jerry Reinsdorf was the owner that drove the wedge between the players and the owners and caused that strike even more. Like, you can just tell I'm just getting angry just talking about how that season was lost. So for me, it's actually an off-the-field thing. It's the fact that the White Sox season in 1994 was ruined.
I can't, PJ. The White Sox were a wagon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, man. we're going in the Wayback Machine. We absolutely love it.
They were so good, man.
I mean, I'm sure, you know what, Bill? I'm sure there's Expos fans that are like, man, like, we're right there with you. That 94 strike, we were going to win the World Series. And for those of you who are young and might be listening, say, what the hell is an Expo? They used to be a baseball team in Montreal. But they were really good. They were awesome in that 94 season. Tough break here. Jake Hassan, our awesome engineer out there in Chicago. Jake, what is the worst sports moment of your life?
Mine is slightly more recent than the 1994 MLB season that was famously canceled. But I just want to say, Bill is right about one thing. Everybody's expecting the double doink. PJ Glasser thinks he's so clever sending the Cody Parkey gif in the group chat.
Yeah.
Sick, PJ. Kick rocks, buddy. No, it's not that. Because also, famously, I didn't even get to watch that game. I was on a plane that didn't have Wi-Fi. Awesome. Great.
Oh,
anyway,
well,
let's take everybody to a little time called March 21st, 2021. And far be it for me to speak ill of the dead, but Sister Jean, I'll see you down there one day. That was the worst. That team with Ayo Dosunmu, Kofi Coburn, a team averaging 80 points a game, scores 58 in the second round of the NCAA tournament, goes in as the number one seed. All of the vibes. Tyler, don't even say that fat lard's name in the chat.
Cameron Crutwig
and his stupid little caterpillar mustache, the sweatiest human on earth, has been balding since he was 7 years old. That fat slob just takes Ayo Dosunmu and Kofi Coburn. That was still when Andre Curbelo was good, and just ejects them from the tournament. I remember, and not only that, we were still coming out of COVID. I was living at my parents', and I'm just sitting in my childhood bedroom, just having my soul ripped straight out of my body. I had to go for a walk after that game. I was gone for 45 minutes. Like, I couldn't. Oh. It was the worst. It was the absolute worst. Wherever Cameron Crutwick is, I hope he's having a bad day. And Sister Jean, I hope it's hot.
I had Loyola Chicago in an upset. I had Loyola in an upset in that game, Femi, actually. So
of course you did. You know what?
We
can see coming.
Jake exited stage left.
He's no longer with us in Chicago. But honestly, though, I had a 50-1 on Illinois that season because, like, when we got the notification, because of course everything was all backloaded because of the COVID and all that stuff. But like, it was like, hey, Kofi Coburn, Ayo Dosunmu, they're coming back to Champaign. I jammed in 50-1 Illinois to win the title. I loved that team all season. I thought they were gonna beat Gonzaga that year, and then of course, the season ends how it does. Just a ridiculous. I mean, like, but like when you saw the draw, you knew it was coming. That was the worst part about it. Selection Sunday. Selection Sunday comes, and it's like, oh, Loyola Chicago's the 8. Great. Yeah.
Top Illinois 10 Ken Pom team. Game.
Yeah, literally. The whole thing, it was
top seed rigged. In the tournament.
rigged for made for TV moment that was just absolutely insane. So I'm right there with you, Jake. That, not my worst moment, but it did piss me off. Cameron Crutwig, Tyler Morales. Tyler, what's the worst sports moment of your life? You're an Eagles fan. You've seen some great moments recently. What's the worst sports moment of your life?
Yeah, and this doesn't involve my favorite teams at all. I've been blessed, luckily, with seeing championships in my life. But the worst moment, to be honest, I'm not even trying to be dramatic. Like, this actually might be the worst moment in my life, which says probably I've had a decent life. But this might actually be the worst moment in my life, is when Duke lost to Houston in the Final Four last year in the NCAA tournament. Let me tell you. I spent $300. I saw our guy PJ there. I spent $300 to go see Duke play Alabama in Newark at the Elite Eight, thinking this is like going to be a Duke coronation where I'm going to see my team make the Final Four. I sat with the Duke alumni, like I just came out of like a Math 101 at Duke or something. I don't know. And I'm over there with the alumni celebrating. And in that game, it's not even like the financial implications of that loss was like, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of hard to talk about. It really is on the show. This is going to be more of like a therapy session for me. It was tough for all of us. We had a lot of parlays and futures tied with Duke winning the national championship. I still haven't watched the highlights. And the worst part is, like, you couldn't even hedge out of the bets because it happened so quick in the last 4 minutes that the sportsbook just locked everything because no one really understood what was happening. So you couldn't even hedge out of any of your Duke stuff. While Tyrese Proctor just turned over the ball, and Kaman Malawach getting zero rebounds over Juwan Roberts. Like, I'm not gonna curse, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm pretty heated talking about this Duke Houston game. Literally, top two moment, worst moment of my life was Duke losing to Houston in the Final Four because of Tyrese Proctor and Kaman Malawach. They get the blame for this.
An absolute sell job. I remember I put in a pretty massive Duke, and I think it was a UConn that was playing in the women's national title game the next day. I had a monster parlay because I lost a bunch on Auburn because that was my team the whole year. Auburn blew the game to Florida in the early game. Then here's Duke and messing it up for me against Houston. It was really, really poor. We got about 60 seconds left. Addy, we'll start with you. Let us know your worst sports moment of your lifetime, and Mike will get you as well.
To talk really fast here. It's amazing that I am still alive after 2019 because it ended with me at the 2019 World Series where the Astros lost. But it started with the worst game I've ever seen in my life. January 20th, 2019, Saints, Rams, missed pass interference. I'm telling you, it's amazing I'm still alive right now. I still get that on my feed, and every time I see it, I remind myself I live on the 12th floor. In the jump, I think it would do it. I think it would actually work. I think it would work this time.
That was a tough one. That is brutal.
I mean, the most blatant PI call of all time.
They win the game if they just call pass interference.
Yeah.
They win the game.
Broke her glasses. She was so mad.
They did win the coin toss in overtime. There was a chance, but Drew Brees threw a pick. I'll just say that. We're gonna get Mike Brown's worst sports moment on the other side. It's You Better.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.